Chaitanya Bhagavat en route to Mayapur Navadvipam to meet with Shachi Mata, which was his desire. He had intense desire arose in Nittai's mind to meet with Shachi, Mother Shachi. So Nityananda has been received very wonderfully and warmly with so much love and so much humility by the senior Advaitacharya. And then Advaitacharya started off spontaneously composed and offered beautiful prayers to glorify Nityananda. And in so glorifying Nityananda, Advaita, true to his name of being the Acharya, has established the tattva and the identity, the transcendental identity of Nityananda, of who he is throughout the ages. And then we'll hear those prayers. To me, Nityananda Murti, Nityananda Nam, Murti Manta to me, Chaitanjara Guna Dham. Your form is Nityananda. Your name is Nityananda. You are the personification of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental qualities. Gunadham, Chaitanya Gunadham. So Nityananda is being glorified by Advaita as a Gunadham, Chaitanya Gunadham. He's an abode, an entire reservoir of all qualities of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's compassion, Lord Chaitanya's love, Lord Chaitanya's beauty. Sarvajiva paritrana tumi maha hetu, maha pralayeti tumi satya dharma setu. Nityananda, you are the ultimate cause of all living entities' deliverance. Paritran, sarvajiva paritran, maha hetu. You protect religious principles even during the total annihilation. Satya Dharma Setu. You're the Dharma Setu. Dharma Setu really means the bridge of Dharma. The bridge, the Dharmic bridge of truth. You are the Dharmic bridge of truth in the Mahapralaya. When the entire universe, Mahapralaya, not the partial Pralaya, Ardha Pralaya, when the entire material manifestation is withdrawn and collapses, and is annihilated, not really annihilated, but withdrawn, then Nityananda, as Mahavishnu, he is the bridge of eternal Dharma. Anyone who has taken shelter of Vishnu, Vishnu Bhakti, then he walks across the bridge. He walks across the bridge of the Satya Dharma Setu. He crosses the bridge of Vishnu Bhakti and escapes the Pralaya, because the devotee is never vanquished. Kaunteya pratijani name bhakti pranashiti. So Mahapralaya for the universe is at the end of the universe, but Mahapralaya for this human body is death. There's Mahapralaya for us as human beings. We are one tiny universe with millions of planets. We are a Virata Roop in one sense. The human body is like a Virata Roop. Our stomach and our form. But inside this form is millions of other forms, millions of cells, which are like planets, and planets inside the Virata Roop of the Lord, universal form. Every man, every woman is like a small universe. So the partial pralaya, the art of pralaya for the jiva residing in this universe of the body is sleep. Every day there is partial annihilation. When we take rest at night, that is considered Ardha Pralaya. So the universe also takes rest, and all the way up to Brahmaloka, everything is, or whatever it is, to Janaloka, it's annihilated. But then Mahapralaya means that's the end. Even Brahma has to move on and move out. All the way to Satyaloka, and everyone takes off at that time, rises up from there. And the human being at the end of this life, that is our Mahapralaya. But if we're fixed in Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, then we cross the Satya Dharma Setu. By the mercy of Nityananda, we walk across the bridge of eternal truth, the bridge of eternal truth, which is Dharma. Dharma is eternal truth, light, bliss, and knowledge. And we live forever in the spiritual world. That bridge, this Satya Dharma Setu, is the passage from the Mahapralaya to the spiritual world. And that bridge is Nityananda. Tumi se bujhao chaitanya ra prema bhakti. Tumi se chaitanya vrikshe dhara purna shakti. Nityananda, you propagate chaitanya prema bhakti, the service of Lord Chaitanya in ecstatic love. You are purna shakti, you are carrying the purna shakti dhara. You are carrying a full shakti. Purna shakti, the complete power. Dhara purna shakti. You are holding the complete power of the tree, of the Chaitanya tree. You are the fully empowered branch of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. Brahma Shiva Narad Adi Bhakta Nama Janra Tumi Se Parama Upadeshta Sabakar. Sabakar. You are the supreme instructor of all devotees, headed by Brahma, Shiva, and Narad. Brahma, Shiva, and Narad, Adi, Bhaktanam, Parama Upadeshta, Sabakar. Vishnu Bhakti Sabe Pai Yena Tomahaite, Tata Piyabhimana Nasparshe Tomate. Nityananda, everyone attains Vishnu Bhakti by your mercy, yet you are never touched by pride. Abhiman nasparshe. That's interesting enough. Abhiman nasparshe tamate. You are never touched by this abhiman, the mentality that I'm the doer, that I did it, I'm the karta. Because who are you, Nityananda? You are Sankarshan. Sankarshan is the very source of ahankar. Ahankar, the true ego, is sourced from Sankarshan. And it's told in Prabhupada's books and also in fourth canto of Bhagavatam, chanting the prayers by Lord Shiva, and some very interesting purports. Srila Prabhupada explains that the main binding force is Janasya Mohoya Mahamameti. Janasya Moham Hamameti, the moha, janasya mohayam, this illusion that keeps the living entity bound in this material world is ahankar, false ego. The idea that I am something and this is mine. I am big, I am special, I am the powerful, and this is mine. This is my body, this is my world, my job, my house, my wife, everything mine. I am mine, janasya moham. And this purport, Prabhupada says, if one wants to get free from this I and mine Maya consciousness, then he should worship Lord Shiva. Because Shiva is a pure devotee of Sankarshan. He worships Lord Sankarshan. So Shiva, although Shiva, he does not control the false ego, but he's free from false ego. That's for sure. Completely free. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. He's the greatest pure devotee of the Lord. He's free from false ego. And he is a worshipper of Sankarshan, who is the origin of that power to become free from false ego. To directly approach Sankarshan, Balaram is a little difficult, practically impossible, because he doesn't pay attention too much to anyone but pure devotees. But the Kripa Shakti Murti, devotee of Lord Shiva, he pays a lot of attention. He's very merciful. He's Ashutosh. He's Ashutosh. He's easily satisfied. And he's Bholanath. He's the Lord of the children. He's the Lord of the simple. Bam Bam Bhole, they say. So Bhole is not like Hari Bol, it's B-H-O-L-E. Bhole means innocent. innocent and childlike. So he is Bholanath, means he's the Lord, he's the patron of and the guardian of the childlike and the innocent. So we are suffering because of our false egos, our false sense of proprietorship and control and enjoying spirit. And that's what keeps us bound in this material world, in the pralaya, after pralaya. But he is the, by worshipping Lord Shiva, then he will mention to Sankarshan that, "My Lord, I have a petition to make on behalf of some of my devotee friends that are not so much fixed in pure bhakti, that you'll bless them, they'll get free from the false ego." So part of being free from false ego means abhiman nasparshi tamate. This abhiman, this mentality of being the doer, that I've liberated all these souls, or I've spread Krishna consciousness in a fantastic way, or I've opened a namhat, that never enters Nittai's consciousness, because he's always identifying as Chaitanya Das, 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 and Das. He's only identifying, he has Chaitanya Gunadham. That doesn't say he's Nityananda Gunadham. He's not the embodiment of all the qualities of eternal bliss. He's the embodiment and the abode of all Lord Chaitanya's qualities. He doesn't claim anything for himself. It's an interesting point here that Vishnu Bhakti, that he is only by his mercy can one get Vishnu Bhakti, because he is Vishnu. And he's Bhakti also, because Bhakti is Ladini and Samvit. But neither one of them, Samvit or Ladini, cannot exist without Sandini. So it's not said, but generally says Bhakti is a combination of two potencies. But they're inseparable, all three. You can't have Ladini without Sandini, and you can't have Samvit without Ladini. It's not that Radharani is the origin of Ladini, she's the embodiment. Radharani also has Samvit Shakti, and she also has Sandini Shakti, and so does Krishna have all three, and so does Balaram have all three. But they take charge of those particular energies as service. They take the charge as embodied representatives of those primary potencies of the Lord to enact the pleasure pastimes of the Lord in various rasas. So Balaram assumes the form of Sandini Shakti and expands as Sankarshan and Ananta Shesh and all five different forms to serve Krishna and Lord Gauranga as his asan and his shoes and his bed and his Brahman thread and his flute and so many things. And what to speak of the holy Dham itself. So when it says that Nityananda is Chaitanya Guna Dham, well, he's also the Dham itself. Chaitanya Leela is going on in Navadvip Dham, and that Navadvip Dham is Nityananda. It is Balaram. So he's doing so much, and he thinks he's doing nothing. It's funny when you contrast this with sometimes modern devotees in different institutions, how much abhiman they may have. Oftentimes you meet preachers especially, and they say, "Oh, I made this person a devotee. I made that person a devotee." I remember I used to hear this often as I lived in the different temples. "Oh, I made this devotee. I met Krishnadas. You know, I made him a devotee. I preach him. Like sometimes Indian devotees preach like that. I preach him 5 years ago. He became a devotee. In other words, I did it. I'm the Karta. I made him a devotee." And I would just laugh, and I wouldn't get into it, but I would think privately that this is not the way to think. This is not the way to go. Because generally my learning experience in the world has been to observe very closely and very tightly, and be a little quiet, and then thoughtful, That's why I coined that phrase. We see many good examples. We see many good examples of what not to do. And that's, I saw that from the beginning of my stay in the institution, that I thought, this is not the way to go. What is the way to go? What is the way to speak or behave? And then I would search for satisfactory answers within my own consciousness and mind, and of course in Prabhupada's books and teachings. And oftentimes what we would hear and what we would see would not be in concordance or in harmony with what Prabhupada was saying or teaching, nor was it how I understood Prabhupada. I never heard Prabhupada use this phrase, I made Kirtananda a devotee, or I made Brahmananda a devotee. He would always say, oh, this is Krishna's mercy, and Krishna is so kind, he has sent all of you boys and girls. You see Prabhupada's phrases, he says, oh, Krishna, my spiritual master is so kind, he has sent all of you to help me, and I'm so indebted to you. And he was rather giving all credit to them. You did it. You made yourselves devotees. You were so kind to me to join my mission and help this old man and this and that. That was his mentality. That was his abhiman. That was or is Srila Prabhupada's abhiman. He's also Chaitanya Gunadham, because how do you become Chaitanya Gunadham? Anyone can become Chaitanya Gunadham. Can't become Nityananda, obviously. But he becomes Chaitanya Gunadham because you embody the teachings. That one of the qualities of Lord Chaitanya is his expertise as a teacher. And the essence of all his teachings is Shikshastakam. So when someone embodies the Shikshastakam and he lives them, breathes them, teaches them, and behaves accordingly and is a transparent representative of the Shikshastakam, then he himself becomes a Chaitanya Gunadham. He becomes the abode of the qualities. Because all the qualities of Lord Chaitanya are contained in the Shikshastakam. Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. And Lord Chaitanya, who is Lord Chaitanya? Radha Krishna. Combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. So the Shikshastakam is all about Radha and Krishna, obviously. And it's all about Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhupada, he had no abhiman. He never thought he was a doer, quote unquote. I made this devotee. I made that devotee. Because Prabhupada was Chaitanya Gunadham in the sense that he was Trinadapi Sunichena. Tori Vasahishana. Amanina Amanidena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Prabhupada's only business was kirtan. He left the rest to Guru and Krishna. Prabhupada's only business was kirtan. And he left the rest to Guru and Krishna. Everything was done by Bhakti Siddhanta. Everything was done by Krishna, Gauranga. And Prabhupada, he did kirtan. And what kirtan he did. A unique form of kirtan that's never been heard before. So these beautiful glories are there. Everyone, it says here, every single sub, payena, tomahaites, everyone attains Vishnu Bhakti by Nityananda. And that can be taken, of course, in different ways. It's an irrefutable statement. It is an axiomatic truth, no matter how you want to look at it. From Vaidhi Marg, from Rag Marg, from Gaudiya perspective, from Vaishnava perspective, larger Vaishnava perspective, Vishnu Bhakti, Ram Bhakti, etc. Nityananda is everyone attains devotional service to Vishnu by the mercy of Nityananda. No one can argue this point or defeat this point. If anyone's foolish enough to try, then I will challenge you. Because Nityananda, first of all, he's the original guru. Ishvara sarvabhutanam ridesh arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yanchuridani mayaya. He's sitting as the guru in the heart known as Paramatma. This is Nityananda. Purushavataras Kiradakshay Vishnu. This is Balaram Sankarshan. And he's telling, hey, you stupid, what are you doing? Life after life, intoxication, women, booze, fast cars, you stupid. And he sends you, he speaks in the heart, look for God, look for God. And then he inspires someone else to come and meet you. Hey, what are you doing, stupid? Why don't you come with me to the Hare Krishna temple? What's that? It's like some kind of religion thing, Hindu thing, but it's kind of neat. It's kind of fun. A lot of young people, and they look really strange. They have shaved heads. And they wear sheets. Really? I want to see that. That sounds wild. Shaved heads, really. The women, too. No, the women have these long beanies, you know, these long hairs, really long, and then they dance, and they look like they're all on drugs when they dance. Really, maybe they are. And they have this great food, and they have some kind of sermon, like we do, like, you know, like pastors do in a church, some kind of sermon about body, soul. I don't know what it's all about so much, but they seem like happy people, and it's, you know, something, it's cool. I go every month or so, I go drop over there. Why don't you come with me? So he becomes your Vartman Pradarshya Guru. Again, Nityananda. And it goes on like this. Patita Pavana Tumi Dosha Dristi Shunya Tomarai Se Jane Janra Jara Hachi Bahu Punya Sarva Yagya Maya E Vigraha Tumar Avidya Bandana Kande Smarane Janhar. Nityananda, you are the deliverer of the fallen souls, Patita Bhavan. However, while delivering them, you never find faults in others. Dosha Drishti Shunya. Now that's something to pray for. It's Christmas time and New Year's resolutions, all these things. Christmas time we pray for gifts, and we ask for gifts, and we get gifts. Then New Year's time we make resolutions. I should do this and turn a new leaf and do that. So we should form a sankalpa, pray for the gift. Pray for the gift that we attain, that Nityananda. Nityananda, please bless me with dosha drishti shunya. Shunya means devoid of, empty, absence of, devoid of, not a trace of, dosh drishti. Dosh drishti means to see faults. Drishti means darshan, to see. Dosh means faults. As Churchill prayed during the war, World War II, everyone was starving and being bombed out. And Churchill got on national radio and said, "Oh England, with all thy faults, how I love you. Oh England, with all thy faults." Everyone was complaining about Churchill, and everyone's complaining about the government, Labour Party, or whatever it was. And he didn't know what to say, but well, yes, he got a TV, or not TV, but radio, and he said, "Yes, I agree with everybody. We have a lot of problems. There's a lot of faults, but still," it was a great phrase, and it really rallied a lot of national spirit, and somehow kept the people from, let's say, hanging him, and he continued to be in charge of the country to the end of the war, I believe. England, with all thy faults, how I love you. So this is another way of saying dosh drishti shunya. O Vaishnav, with all thy faults, how I love you. O Krishnadas, with all thy faults, how I love you. O Radhadasi, with all thy faults, how I love you. Because what are the faults? What did Jesus say in a similar vein? He said, first remove the cinder from your own eye before you see the faults of another. A cinder means you're out and there's all this smoke in those old days of Jesus' time, burning wood fires and all these things. So suddenly sparks are flying through the air like an old steam locomotives in India, which, of course, you never rode on one, but I rode on many of them. In 87, many of the trains in South India were being pulled by steam locomotives. All those small tracks, it's called meter gauge, going here and there between all this, going to Dwarka from somewhere in Ahmedabad to Dwarka's meter gauge, and South India, this temple, Mangalore, this one, that, all these places, all these old-fashioned trains. And you sit there and it's hot and you're third class on a reserve cattle car. And you're sitting there and And you're sitting there with your dhoti, and 5 minutes, you're cutting. What is this? There's all this black little particles. It looks like vanilla powder or something, you know, vanilla flavoring from ice cream or something. Just all over the place, and it's just coming out. It's just cinders from the smoke, burning smoke of the locomotive. Chuk, 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 and all these thousands of millions of cinders, and so those get in your eye also, and then you can't see very well. So Nityananda, he couldn't see the faults in anyone, so we should pray to him that he did not, you don't find faults in others. You're the only a person who has heaps of piety can understand you. Bahupunya, Bahupunya Sejani. You are the personification of all sacrifice. Sarva Yagya Maya. Vigraha Tamara. Vigraha. You're the Sarva Yagya Maya Vigraha. You're the personification, the Vigraha, the very Vigraha, the deity, the murti of self-sacrifice. Because you're given your entire existence. You've offered your entire existence at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. This is it, the meaning of sacrifice. Not swaha, swaha, this, that, the other thing. But to offer one's entire existence at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya to execute his will. That is the perfect personification of all yagyas. Because after all, what is yagya for? Yagyas, the ultimate purpose of yagya is to find peace, security, happiness, and God. This is the point of yagya. Krishna says, Yageshwara. Yageshwara, he is the controller and he is the receiver of all offerings that are being offered to Vishnu. Swaha Yagyavai Vishnu. Yagyavai Vishnu. Vishnu is the Yagya Purush. So every single yagya that's being done everywhere for whatever purpose, even if it's Karmakandya yagyas or if it's Panchupasana yagyas or Vishnu upasana or Satyanarayan homas or this one, that one, Shanti pujas and homas, they invoking this demigod or that demigod or invoking the favor of Vishnu, the receiver of all the offerings is only one, Yagyavai Vishnu. And therefore, ultimately, all yagyas are for the satisfaction and pleasure of Vishnu. And that Vishnu is Sarvavatari Purna Bhagavan Lord Chaitanya. So offering, we offer swaha, we offer, when we do a yagya, all the yagyas, you put all the yagyas together that everyone does in the entire country of India, so many homas and yagyas, and people are offering so many grains and actually all they're offering into the fire is their material desires. I want this, I want that. Dhanam dehi, janam dehi, etc. Who is actually having a yagya where they're offering their body, mind, and words to the fire? That only happens once. When you offer your body, mind, and words to the fire, and that's not voluntary. That's forced yagya. That's called the Haribol yagya. Haribol, there you go, it's all over. Cremation. So you are the personification of all sacrifice. Simply by remembering you, all bondage of ignorance is destroyed. Avidya bandhan khande, smarne janhar. Well, we should start remembering Nityananda really quite a bit. Because we're all in ignorance. Avidya bandhan. Avidya bandhana. We are tightly bound and locked up in the straitjacket of ignorance. If your arms are tied behind you in a straitjacket and there's a steel ball and ankle cuffs on your ankles, you can't make much progress. You can't walk and you can't move your hands. If you can't walk or move your hands, it's very difficult to eat. It's very difficult to accomplish anything. You're bound. So this is avidya bandhana. Khande. This Akhanda Kirtan, the Nityananda propagated Akhanda Kirtan, unbreakable, unending Kirtan, is the only way to break the bondage of ignorance. And one can have access and one can actually chant the Shuddha Nama of the Lord, the pure name of the Lord, because only the pure name of the Lord will break the ignorance, the bondage of ignorance. The bondage of ignorance is repeated birth and death. That is the bondage of ignorance. And when one chants Shuddha Nama, then he gets free from birth and death. And that's only possible by the mercy of Nityananda. Prabhupada very much emphasized the worship of the Panchatattva. Very much emphasized the worship of the Panchatattva, and especially Nityananda, when approaching Sri Nam Prabhu. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur developed it into an entire thesis, or an entire sub-branch of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Although ostensibly Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not emphasize Nityananda Tattva per se, because he was his preaching partner, his brother, as they say. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he very much understood the actual position of Nityananda, and he described the whole identity of Nityananda as being the Nam Hat. He opened the Nam Hat, Nityananda. Nityananda Mahajan. He's Nityananda Mahajan. Patiyasi Namahata Jiva Karan. So for the benefit of all the jivas, and he's opened that Nam Hat and he's assuming that holy name by which we can, and he's giving the power and purity and mercy and kripa by which we can approach Lord Chaitanya. And when we approach Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda together with their combined mercy, then Sri Nam Prabhu may descend in our heart. And then we will get free from the bondage of ignorance and the cycle of repeated birth and death. Avidya Bandhana Kande, Smarane Janhar. The best way to remember Nityananda, of course, is to chant his name and to read about him regularly. It is quite the practice in Gaudiya Sampradaya that the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas, every day they read Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is very much emphasizing the glories of Nityananda. Because the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. And moreover, as the enlightened and empowered Acharya to disseminate Parodharma and Kali Yuga, Vedavyas came as Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he specifically emphasized Nityananda in his primary treatise, Chaitanya Bhagavat. However, previously, 5,000 years ago, or 50 centuries ago, when the same Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared as Srila Vedavyas, then he put a different emphasis. He emphasized Radha and Krishna as a prayojana. The emphasis, the whole Bhagavatam, is to bring us to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. It's the whole purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The other Puranas were already written, and even a preliminary edition of Srimad Bhagavatam was written and was redone, and it was imbued with a Braja Ras. That's why he finished the 18 Puranas, which included the Bhagavat Puran. And he wasn't satisfied, he was despondent. And then Narada Muni told him that you described in Vishnu Puran and Skanda Puran and Padma Puran, so many places you're describing Krishna's Leelas in a very summary way, in a very external way. And you have not revealed the essence of Braj, the Braja Ras. So do it again. So then he entered into samadhi, meditating deeply on Braj Leela. Different acharyas, they say that the entire Bhagavatam was written in Vrindavan Dham. Specifically, it was written in Adi Badri. It's called Adi Badri and Kamyavan because this is the original Badrinath. Many acharyas say that in their lectures and commentaries on the Bhagavatam. It's a viewpoint, but it has some substantiation also. Because the Badrinath in the Himalayas was uncovered or established, was established by Shankaracharya. But generally it's understood that Vrindavan is the origin of all the holy dhams. They all originate here. That's why it's called Adi Badrinath, if you've ever been there. And years ago, behind the mount, this slight, small hill representing that huge mountain of Adi Badri, and Vajrinath deities are there, and Bedavyas lived there, and there in the Dham, doing meditation on Braj, Braj Leela, he got the revelation of the rasa of Braj. This is the mercy of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is that special. It doesn't make any sense to go to the Himalayas, go inside a cave so far from Vrindavan and meditate on Vrindavan. This is not the history. All the acharyas and even the incarnations of God, when they want to think about Vrindavan or meditate on Vrindavan, they come to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya came to Vrindavan. He didn't go to the Himalayas and meditate on it. Nityananda came to Vrindavan. Madhavendra Puri came to Vrindavan. Vallabhacharya came to Vrindavan. So many great saints and sages have, and even incarnations or the Lord himself have come here to think of Krishna's Leela and propagate and experience and reveal the Leela Stalis, etc. Anyway, the point is that the emphasis in Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, is Brajabhav, Brajabhakti, and the Rasa. The Rasa Leela is the crown jewel. And these, it's interesting because if you do a comparative study, which we've done a little bit, in the Skanda Puran, Padma Puran, and Harivamsa Puran, and Vishnu Puran, and Srimad Bhagavatam, all these different Leelas are described in all of these books. Killing of the Demons, and also Rasa Leela. But they're very briefly told, and many times, very briefly mentioned. Rasa Leela is very few verses in all these books. And it's the crown jewel of the entire Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat Purana, the crown jewel is the five chapters of the Rasa Dance. So much so that the acharyas say this is the Pancha Prana of the Bhagavatam. This is the five life errors of Bhagavan. Five life errors. Apana Prana and Vayu Prana and Udana Prana. The Pancha Prana, Samana Prana. There's five life errors balancing and enervating and maintaining the human body, and they're represented by Rasa Panchadaya, chapter 29 through 33 of the 10th canto. Without life errors, there's no life. So without the Rasa Leela, there's no life to the Bhagavatam. The life of the Bhagavatam is the Rasa Leela, as it's told in the Bhagavat Puran, in the rewriting of it by Vedavyas. So there the emphasis is Radha and Krishna. But now coming into Kali Yuga, he's saying, wait a minute, these rascals, Manda Sumanda Matyo, Manda Bhagya Upadrata, Abhagya, Manda Upagya Upadrata. They're disturbed, Upadrata, and they're unfortunate. No one can argue that point, that they're disturbed by various factors like this, and they're always, that's okay, and they're always disturbed, just disturbed and unfortunate in this age. So when he came as Vrindavan Das Thakur, he understood that only Balaram Nityananda can turn people to Krishna. Balaram has the power. Balaram has the power to turn anyone's face towards Krishna. Just ask Dainakasura. Ask Pralambasura. Ask a few other gentlemen whether Balaram has the power to turn your face towards Krishna. He certainly turned their faces full on towards Krishna. They even merged in him at the end or whatever. So Balaram came as Nityananda, so he is the power. The power of Vishnu Bhakti in this age. Without Nityananda, what kind of Vishnu Bhakti will one get? That is questionable. Many Ram Bhaktas, Vishnu Bhaktas, but the age is such, so much disturbance, so much contamination. Without that special mercy touch of Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, it's doubtful how much tangible progress one can make on these other Vaishnava Sampradayas. That is my feeling. Because someone can argue, oh no, all right. But in the age of the avatar, you're supposed to worship that avatar. So in this Kali Yuga, now in this Kali Yuga, the most recent avatar, the presentation of the Lord, featured the Lord is Lord Gauranga, and he is the Patita Pavan avatar. And he's propagated Nam Sankirtan, emphasizing taking shelter of Nityananda, the Nam Hatha. So he is the deliverer. And simply by remembering him, all ignorance can be destroyed. So that's why when you read the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you're forced to remember Nityananda. Because many chapters here are the glories of Nityananda. And throughout, when it's not specifically a chapter about the glories of Nityananda, then he's featured in all the other chapters. Whereas when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, the emphasis there is Radha Krishna Bhakti. All the nine cantos are simply to show you what is not Shuddha Bhakti. What is not Shuddha Bhakti? This is Karma Mishra Bhakti, this is Gyan Mishra Bhakti, all the different levels and different cantos of the different devotees. This is not Braj Bhakti. This is not Radha and Krishna worship. Preeta is worshipping this one's worshipping that one, they're worshipping this demigod and that demigod and Brahma and Vishnu and so many. And finally the crown, the tenth canto. This is the thing. All the nine cantos are like Neti Neti. This is not Braja Bhakti. This is not the highest expression of Godhead. This is not the highest development of Prem. Now here it is. 90 chapters, 10th canto. Very large canto. 90 chapters. And then Krishna's summary teachings in 11th canto. And the wrap up and conclusion in the 12th canto with predictions for the future, etc. That's the Srimad Bhagavatam, but this is the age of the Nityananda Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, because behavior, everything is taught here so much powerfully. So as I mentioned when I started, this is the most popular book in all the Gaudiya Sampradaya, which means primarily Bengalis and Orissans and others. And it's read originally in the original language of Bengali, obviously. And it's deeply powerful and very necessary to regularly study and hear the Chaitanya Bhagavat, to access those glories of Nityananda and access the memory of Nityananda. Because someone says, how will I remember Nityananda? Okay, Jai Nitai. Go to Eka Chakra and walk around all day, you'll remember Nityananda easily. Jai Nitai. 2-year-old children, Jai Nitai. 20-year-old men, Jai Nitai. 100-year-old men, Jai Nitai. Everyone in the whole village, the mantra of that village is Jai Nitai. Then if you want to remember Krishna and take shelter of Krishna, then you go to Natwara in Rajasthan. And there is a deity of Sri Natri. And the mantra of that entire town is Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Eka Sharanam. I just realized the other day when I was giving class that mantra is actually arisen from the verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman Prityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. Mam Ekam Sharanam. It's the same mantra as there. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So the same thing, that's right out of the Bhagavad Gita. Because he's saying Mam, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. He says Krishna's Ekat Sharanam Mama. Ekat Sharanam Mama. Who's saying Ekat Sharanam? Well, Krishna's saying Krishna Sharanam Mama. Ekat Sharanam. So this is one way, a very powerful way to remember Nityananda. So therefore we're having these classes on the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We want to complete the entire book and start again. But maybe not record. But we'll at least read it. And of course for the deep tattvas and the development of Raghunuga Bhakti and the realization and understanding of the Priyojana Tattva of Braja Prem, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is par excellence. And also for all Tattva Siddhanta, the necessary higher understandings and even the basics of Sambandha, everything is also there. But there's a speciality about Chaitanya Bhagavat, and that is Nityananda's glories. And Nityananda's Kripa is packed in here. And there's a speciality of the Bhagavat Puran or the other Puran, and that is Braj Bhakti and the glories of Radha and Krishna. And there's a speciality of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and that is Radha's Bhav, Radha's Mahabhav. That is a speciality, from what I can understand. Jadi tumi prakasha nakara apanare, tabe kara shakti achi janite tumare. Advaita said, Nityananda, if you do not reveal yourself, Who will have the power to know you? Akrodha Paramananda Tumi Maheshwar. There's this bhajan like that by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's Raya Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very popular bhajan. Akrodha Paramananda. Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Avimanashunya. Then?
Nagare Vedai.
Avimanashunya Nagara Vedai. There again, Avimanashunya. He's free from all Aviman. So he's Akrodha Paramananda Tumi Maheshwara. Sahasra Varana Adi Deva Mahidhar. Mahidhar. Nityananda, you are free from anger, Akrodha. You are supremely blissful, Paramanand. And you are the ultimate controller, Maheshwara. You are the thousand-headed original Lord who sustains the universe, Anantashesh, Sahasravadan. Vadan means face. Adi means original. You are the original thousand-faced Lord, Anantashesh. And you're the Adidev and Mahidhar. You're the Lord, Adidev, the original Lord who sustains. Mahidhar means sustainer. Means you're holding everything on your head. That's how you're sustaining it. Like, how do the gopis sustain their yogurt? They hold it on their heads. They're holding yogurt pots on their heads. So Anantashesh is kind of an interesting gopi. He's holding this pot-like universe on his head. The universe is shaped like a big pot. Actually, it's shaped like an egg, but egg-shaped pot. Jagananda. Let's see, there's many more prayers, and we'll continue there tomorrow. So we'll hear some more glories of Nityananda.